Hello, and welcome to Focus and Fury. I'm Nigel, I play Kador.
I'm Casey, I play Sigmar.
I'm Jamie, I run tournaments.
I'm Caleb, and I play Kador.
And I'm Ryan, and I play Kador. It's kind of weird.
What are we, Nigel?
We are an Explicinated podcast.
Explicinated.
And it's episode 101.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to get the flashbacks today.
Wow.
No, we missed that episode.
We missed the boat.
No family ties flashback.
We got to wait to the 200th episode now.
Well, let's not go so far as no montages. Just no flashback montages.
Okay. Right. You're the best around.
Yeah, we can have lots of montages.
Yeah.
We've been waiting to do that.
War Machine weekend.
Kind of.
Yeah. No.
We got a lot of training to do, except for maybe Nigel. But,
no, I've got lots of training to do still.
Nigel's kind of a big deal in our local
money. I'm retiring. I'm running.
Nigel, who won today?
I don't know. Who didn't win?
That was you.
That was not me.
That was you.
That was you.
I should have lost three of my last four games.
So as you may have guessed, listeners, we had a tournament today. It was a 50-point Gen Con warm-up. And fuck you, local players, for not showing up. Because
there were 14 players, and three of them were from Minneapolis. Everywhere else was from everywhere else.
Yep.
Everywhere, what?
Shut up.
Hold on.
So there was two guys from Duluth.
What?
So there was two guys from Duluth, two guys from Cato.
Two guys from Rochester.
Two guys from Rochester, and the rest were from Iowa.
Yep. So that did kind of suck. That we have a slightly better showing.
But I understand. But it's cool that, you know, all of Minnesota showed up. It wasn't just the Twin Cities. It was, you know.
That is cool. That is cool.
That's super sweet.
But, you know, our Tuesday night league nights are standing room only, every table used. You know, you could basically run an actual tournament every Tuesday and then not Saturday. So it's not like a huge deal, but.
It would be nice to see some additional people.
Right. And we know you guys are out there. Ready. I mean, we got players who are good. And if you listen to this podcast, you know you can play these things. So come on and do it.
Yeah. And when people travel, it's kind of nice. You know, they get to be exposed to, like, our little crop of dudes.
Because traveling for 3 hours and playing the same dudes you play every week kind of sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
But thank God we did have so many other people, though.
Yeah. I feel like part of it is that Chunky didn't come to visit us. So he didn't tell everyone to harden the fuck up. So they didn't come to our tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to miss Chunky this year.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see him at War Machine weekend.
Yeah, who cares about that?
Wow.
We can't have C&Gs every day and just hang out.
That's true.
Me and Chunky had like this cool little montage where we like held hands and skipped up and down the street. Like,
it was a total romance.
Yeah, his like little. He had this shady hotel where we'd like. I'd go and
what
slap
would
his hooker's ass, and then we'd go get him out of there. Yeah.
Wow.
He had some just rat-infested hooker that stayed with him, basically.
Not the hotel, but her.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a lot of cocaine involved. Wow. That's fine.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, we snipped a lot of paint.
Nightman came out. It was a good time.
Yeah.
But you gotta do something sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But the event was fun.
It was good. Long.
It was kind of long. We went four rounds.
It was so long.
It was long.
Four round tourneys suck ass.
But it was a fun long. I hope
such babies.
You better not be saying that now and then go to War Machine weekend. Because the qualifier is going to be seven rounds.
I'm going to tap out.
Yeah, I'm not playing that.
The salvation for me, we'll get into the sort of details later, but the salvation for me is that Sorcialist, because it was Divide and Conquer 1,
yep.
So you only had to play your alt list one time.
Mm-hmm.
That Sorcialist plays so fast that it just the games were a little easier. So I, you know. That's the only thing that got me through the day. I fucking wanted to die after, like, we had to go to that fourth round. Thanks, Caleb. No. Caleb's just shooting lasers. Yeah, I hate you.
Get fucked. I can't help it. Not gonna happen.
But Nigel, you did win it.
That's true.
And the Sorcialist was a big part of that.
Yeah, I played three games with Sorcia, and then one with Epic Earusk, and I'm sort of happy with both lists, actually.
So you might remember the Sorcialist from the Ocean's 18. From that
Ocean's year. 18, yeah. And I made some changes. I took out, I just had a Winter Guard rifle team, Saxon Orc, Dan and Blythe and the Bull, and something else. It might have been the War Dog. But anyways, I took it out.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I took it all out. I added the Nis Hunters, and that sort of stabilized the list or gave it a little bit of it just gave it a little bit of staying on the board power. And it totally made all the difference. It was pretty legit.
Yeah.
And again, it played fast. It had the really elements. The nice thing about it is if I ran out of time, it wasn't that big a deal. I could run out of time on a turn, not even use my extension, because the only thing that's missing is like, oh, Gorman DeWolf doesn't go or whatever. I just, you know, you're only losing one or two solo. So all
not
the units.
Entire unit.
Yeah, exactly. It plays really fast.
Do you think it gains anything from Deathclock?
Yeah. When you can have a perfect turn with everybody's a premium solo, and then you can just have like an extra little, and, you know, because it plays fast anyways, but then you can have really premium turns where you're just aiming and making all the right choices. It's a deadly list.
Hopefully start next tournament. We'll be running Death Clocks.
Yep. Yeah, holy shit, I miss Madison.
Yeah, so is the TO. Maybe not the next one, but we're looking to do them soon.
Yep.
We'll see.
Yeah, and then the Epicurus list, it's basically the old pirate list that was one of my alternate. It's a variation of, you know, the Death of the Big Red Machine article. So I had a full boat of pirates with Valachev, and then I had the Iron Fang Pikeman with UA, and then I had the Kovnik, who was money in the fucking bank. I've been running the Kovnik with the Shock Troopers. I've been trying to, like, polish that turd. It has not worked. It's been terrible. It's been, yeah. So, but the Iron Fang Pikemen with Erusk. So it's, you know, 25 models that are tough, immune to knockdown, fuck you. They all run through each other. Oh, it's pretty good. And then you throw the Kovnik smokes in there, or the the Grailer Turnian smokes. So I don't have the tack. I don't have the, but I, you know, on 4+ tough immune to knockdown guys, including, what's best, is his bond with the Decimator. He's defense 12, immune to knockdown, can be given 4 fucking focus. It's pretty legit. So basically the whole list is immune to knockdown, makes a 9 and 12 smoke, goes up and just says, fuck you, scenario, and takes what it wants, and then it's, you know, Battle Lust. So you get to hand out Battle Lust twice and just sit in the back.
And Battle Lust is pretty sweet.
Yeah, Wishnailer's sweet. Yeah. Yeah. That list, I think I actually should have run more. I should have actually played that, especially in my last round, but it blows up Conquest. You know, you can blow up a Storm Wall with, you know, Arcane Shield, or a Storm Wall with Arcane Shield and +5 armor from Peace Striker's feet. I mean, it can get it done. I also have Ragman in there. Ragman sort of acts as a UA weapon attachment for the Iron Fang Pikeman.
Yeah, he's great with anything with reach.
Yeah.
POW 15 is effective with Battle Lust.
Again, though, legit. when you can just, it's the big thing is when shuffling them in with, you know, tough, immune to knockdown, you know, Iron Fang Pikeman, where he's really safe. The best thing about him is, you know, even if they do get shots on him, he suckers to the Iron Fang Pikemen, who are armor 18. So, it's pretty fucking badass.
Yeah. I ran the old witch list.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't perform quite as well as I'd hoped.
Yep.
And I think I'm going to head back to the drawing board.
Now, real quick, though, with the old witch list, how many times did you get to kick the tires on it before you came in?
It's only been a couple times that I got
games in. Yeah, you with Caleb one or
yeah, two times. Yeah, and played with Bob.
Okay.
But the list just wasn't for me. I like to be able to Alpha Strike heavy models. Mm-hmm. And when you're dealing with Colossals, she doesn't have that ability.
Yep.
Because you can't gallows them towards you. You don't have a active movement speed buff. You have to bring them to you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can't move those models, it kind of reduces your threat to the point where you just can't get on top of them.
Yeah.
I mean, the Great Bears are still sweet. You can send them in, but it's pretty hard for the Great Bears alone to take the Colossal down. Yeah. So you really need to have other stuff to throw at it. And yeah, the Rifle Corps are neat for dropping infantry, but if they have heavier armor, they don't do as much.
Hmm.
They don't put in a lot of work at that point.
Did you see a lot of Colossus when you were
there? I saw Caleb's Colossus. You bastard. There was actually more Colossals here than there was at the Madison tournament. Overall, the Signar players were bringing their Colossals.
They were out in force today.
Well, it's Stormwall. Yeah.
Yep. Cricks, of course, couldn't find a Jack to save their lives until Nigel went up against the last list of Coven and just Jacks.
Yeah, I played against a really interesting, the Coven tier list. The new one, though.
That was. Okay.
It was interesting. It was very interesting.
It seemed to be causing you some issues.
That was just me being a dipshit and playing. I'm so hooked on the Sorcerer list that I was just going to ride it into the dirt. I should have absolutely chosen a different. That was just stupid.
It seemed to lack the stopping power against heavy armor.
Yeah,
heavy armor probably would have thrown it for a loop.
But the thing was, you know, I sucked out on the river on it a little bit because I have so many disparate elements all over the place that he has a really sort of centralized power base, because it's all in these two little, it's basically in three clusters, the Withershadow Combine battle group, and then the two little Jack Marshals.
That'd be the Coven battle group.
What's that?
The Coven battle group.
Oh, yeah, sorry, the Witch Coven, yeah. So he had those three clusters, and they couldn't quite just run out and touch stuff. And he popped his feet, as a great time walk, but as soon as the Behemoth is like, Epic Iris, I popped my feet defensively, and then Epic Iris just basically parked in front of the Coven's battle group, basically. And then she just sat there for four or five turns. She just couldn't be killed. And it was just like ruining, you know, two Stalkers and two Arc Nodes basically never got to get used. And then the Behemoth, as he just, you know, he was basically like Jason Voorhees, and he's just like 4 inches forward, 4 inches forward. And then he finally started deviating blast damages on the Coven because it was a kill box scenario. So I killed one with just blast damage rolls, which meant he was kind of in camping town the rest of the game. And that, you know, so even though it was a terrible sort of list thing, I still was able to put some serious pressure on him. I mean, it's, you know, ultimately it's the Coven, so that's their weakness is. If you want to Stygian Abyss three times, you're going to get AoE.
Yeah. The fact that he was shooting for crits on Stygian Abyss to hopefully stationary
Behemoth. I've seen a lot of players do that, though.
I could not believe it, because it's like, who cares? You're just going to drop a focus on him, and then he's going to be unstationary. Like, what is the real value there?
No, Stygian Abyss, that's like a continuous effect. It's not a...
it's not actually stationary?
Yep. Slightly different bit, but, you know, you are talking about a guy who can be given three focus and then just deviate off him three times and blast. You know, if you're going to spend all your focus, you're really susceptible to those blast damage rolls.
You're playing into the Behemoth's hands at that point.
Yeah.
And then the list I had really crazy shit going on. Harlan Versch was just running up the side with Kael Belloc.
That was sweet.
That was, like, crazy, because everybody's trying to cast spells and do Venoms, and he's just shooting Warwitch Sirens and missing, and he's shooting the fucking little floaty ball guys and missing, but he's at least scaring the shit out of the guy, like, I gotta do something about that. And then he's gotta, like, run way out to the side of the board and deal with these two guys. And then on the other side, the Widowmaker Marksman was just legit. I mean, those fucking Widowmakers were fucking Rambo all over the place. They got rid of the Biothralls. The Biothralls never got to purge. I got rid of all of them.
They're usually pretty good about making their points back.
Yeah, that was awesome. So, there's a lot of things I don't have to complain about. And that was even with, they were like, that's pretty fucking, like, you know, chest hair growing for Widowmakers when they, like, because he had occultation on the Biothralls. So the only way I can kill him is if I walk within five, which is like, you know, I know their stats are shitty, but you're still sort of sweating your nuts off a little bit when you're...
Yeah, you roll those twos, and then you're fucked.
You're just like... Yeah, and then the worst part is the round before that, my Widowmaker Marksman shot him, and I forgot that he had occultation on there. I was just like, fuck me.
Yep.
So I just auto-missed, and then I had to sort of reset up. Like, oh, shit, I panic and reset up. Gorman DeWolf was amazing, because
he was really good.
He was basically telling those guys to fuck themselves, and he got one of those mini battle groups with a Black Oil and bought me a turn.
I'm kind of sad that we ended up going to Dice Down on that one. So I was kind of looking forward to seeing the end of that game.
I am thrilled that we went to Dice Down.
I think you would have just eventually bombed the crap out of them to death.
I don't know. He had 3 hit points left. And he had a Slayer
he did
on top
have a Seether.
Of it.
Yeah, Seether.
Or Seether, yeah. So.
Which, at boosting, can hit.
The Seether was about to lose his buddy, so he wasn't going to be... He was going to be running autonomous, so he wasn't... Yeah. You know, he still gets one focus.
He still needs 8s to hit.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad. Well, I'd be an 18. I mean, I would have been a defense 18 versus...
Why 18?
Because she can just wind rush.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So she would have been somewhat defended.
So he needs 10s boosted. Yeah. That's not terrible.
No, it's a scary place to be when you have 3 hit points.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Going back to your old witch list, though, like, you jammed the shit out of my conquest with your feet and... Oh, God, it was so...
It's a good jam list. The problem is I haven't been able to follow through after the jam and really take care of anything that's... of any serious armor.
Yeah.
And a list that I want to play for scenario play, not being able to clear the scenario, pretty much fucks it.
Mm-hmm. Mike, how would you deal with the Devastator?
Cry a little bit.
Yeah.
Die a little bit inside. I mean, she doesn't have the battle lust that Irisk has. And she doesn't have like a boundless charge to help you get that little extra
distance.
I mean, a Devastator is not as scary as a Conquest, because if that Alpha strikes my Behemoth, it's probably still fine and going to kill it.
Yeah.
But a Conquest is going to Alpha strike a Behemoth with extra 2-inch range and then kill the crap out of it. So it's more of a matchup thing. I think in a lot of lists, it can do all right. Or against a lot of lists, it'll do all right. But it definitely has issues that I don't like that aren't to my play style. So
sure.
I don't know if I'll keep trying at it, or if I'll switch over, because I'm thinking Epic Vlad and Peace Orsha could be fun. I know Epic Vlad quite well and have a lot of fun with him, so I might go back to that.
Sure.
I think the trick with the Old Witch is similar. The list, I mean, I like, you know, you kind of want to play Peace Orsha because it's essentially the list do want to do the same thing, but I think where the Old Witch list needs to sort of retool is you want to basically envelope their shit like an octopus trying to get in a jar. And then you just want to have so many weird little things that when you pop your feet, they're getting, you know, they're getting tickled in the cornhole by all your side elements.
What the fuck does that mean? What?
Oh, you know what that means.
We're talking about octopi, cornhole tickling. It's yeah. it's anime for Saturday.
You've been on Jesus Christ. Yeah. Remember that back in the day on Sci-Fi Channel? Saturday anime?
No. Is that back on Sci-Fi?
No, yeah. No. Back in the day it was.
Yeah, uh-oh. Back in the day. Those were back in the days when they had a Starship Troopers cartoon on them.
Yeah.
Yep. Old Witch really needs Anastasia DeBray to sort of... If we had access to Anastasia DeBray, holy shit, that fucking list would be crazy.
Yeah, no, the one thing I really like about Old Witch is her ability to flip-flop between sides of, like, if you have two zones for scenario.
Yep.
She has some sweet ability to just, like, oh, Scrap Jack's on the other side, now I am.
Yeah. The other thing I like about her is she's a super hard counter to E-Denny, which is not a huge deal, because you only get to see E-Denny, you know, once, maybe, if you're in a tournament, but it's a really good counter, because Old Witch can run up with smoke, be prowling, not have to worry about the troops. When the troops get too close, she pops her feet, buys a turn, E-Denny counterfeits, thinking, oh, Old Witch is forward, I'm just going to get her. And then the Old Witch teleports back. You just leave your jack back, and then, you know, you teleport back to safety. Or if your jack's placed weird, you maybe even teleport and just sort of contest a scenario with, you know, something, your jack or whatever. So, depending on terrain, however you're working it. So, I think that's... But then again, Peace Sorcia sort of does the same thing. If you're going to bring all that infantry, that's the big thing, is the feat against infantry is fuck you.
Yep.
So... If you want to play infantry spam, guess what? You get to be stationary for a couple
hours. Well, and the one thing with the Old Witch is if you threat her early, she has to feat just to save her own ass.
Yep.
And then she's... After that, it's all downhill.
Yeah, and the Old Witch doesn't have too many outs. So if someone has something that, like... If someone could walk 10, she's fucked. Or somebody can, you know, there's a lot of things that she can just sort of get killed by accident. Whereas Peace Sorcia, she's going to be defense 20 against ranged attacks. If you can knock her down, then that's, you know, she's dead, but half your shit's stationary, you have to shake off the rest, your focus efficiency kind of goes down. She's semi-survivable on that committal turn, assuming you don't just charge 11 and go back 6, you know.
And I think that I'd rather have Tempest over Gallows pretty much any day of the week.
Yeah, same here, if I cast it. Yeah. I'd rather just use Freezing Grip.
Well, yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, Freezing Grip misses her. Awesome.
Yeah.
Love those.
Those are good, because, you know, yeah.
Knockdowns that, you know, are 4-inch AoEs are pretty good, too, though, sometimes.
Yeah, holy crap.
When you remember they're on your your card.
Yeah.
They work pretty well.
Yeah, Scourge? No way.
But I think the reason I want to go to Sorcia is I like her spell list more.
Yep.
It's a good reason.
It's a weird reason, because I used to hate her fucking spell list. I mean, she's got 2 4-cost spells, and she's a 6-focus caster, and she's got 1 upkeep, and she also has to kind of have Windrush fucking queued up all the time. So, you know, it doesn't make sense on paper. And I don't even use Witch Nailer with her, and it still works.
Yep.
I don't know how it works, but it does.
Well, speaking of things that do work.
That's all, you don't use Witch Nailer with her.
What's that?
I said it's a little odd that you... don't use Witch Nailer with her.
Epicurus needs Witch Nailer. That's a specific need. So, Sorcia just got to get
fun. If he wasn't your other caster, would you probably put him in that list?
Yeah, if I took P. Vlad, for sure. If I took Epic Vlad, maybe. Epicurus is sweet, so he gets him.
Yep. And back to the things that do work that maybe didn't think would work. I'll admit it. The Grey Lords on their mounts were actually pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I ran them with P. Vlad. Signs Importance was sweet. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And they cleared out units like it was nobody's business. I think they could play with P. Sorcia's list as well.
Yep.
I still think without something to help their ability
can
to
I,
hit,
can I chime in something,
them.
Though?
Is this I'm fucking dying over
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Is this the, I sprinkled Vlad on it, therefore I made the turd taste
well,
better?
Well, it's
I
mean, that, but it's well, also yeah. a chunky effect.
No, it's, I read something on the internet, so I'm going to believe it
specifically,
now.
I decided to try Chunky,
a trusted advisor from Australia.
People complain that we weren't being nice to them and that they were good, so I decided to try them out.
Yeah, fuck you. I told you they were good like 3 weeks before you
read
that. You
play fucking butcher. I'm never going to listen to you.
Yeah, I was going to make the same argument, but then you just call me a dirty Crix player. So.
Well, yeah, always. Yeah.
However, can I point out that you know his win-loss ratio in tournaments are pretty good.
Well, that's the one. Maybe not today.
I'm glad that Ryan's taking all this chaff because I was actually uninterested in those guys too.
Yeah.
But,
I thought they were legit from the start. The only problem is they die super easy.
I still don't think they're that legit. Well, I don't know if you're afraid. I think so far the 2 units that have come out of that type the gun mages are so much more scarier and are just more well-rounded than the other ones.
I think it depends. I mean, like, the spray 8s on speed 9s are...
Yeah.
Is like, really you, good. You yeah. can you yeah, can get into some nasty places and hit a lot of fucking
if you can
dudes.
Help, yeah, if you can help them hit, they do great.
The only problem I have with them is that they're magic 6, just boggles my mind.
With a Vlad or with P. Sorcia.
I mean,
but they're also a unit that just simply cannot be jammed.
Yep.
You can't jam them, they'll fuck you. I mean, that's just how it works.
Yep. Yeah, one of the big things that when I was thinking about them originally is that I didn't really connect magic attack and engagement in the fact that I can still use it.
Yeah.
That gives them a leg up on the Winter Guard to a degree.
Well, and you can do some janky shit where, because they're immune to cold and their sprays are cold, you could spray yourself and not take damage.
Yeah.
And so you could target yourself and get past some of that, like, janky, I can't be targeted with spells bullshit.
Yep.
I'm not sure Battle Wizard's ever going to come up for me because I just don't want to take the dice.
Battle Wizard never will.
Yeah,
Golden Lord doesn't buff him.
Because it doesn't work on them.
Oh, right.
Could you run a pack of Turnian behind them and then just spray your own guys, which then will free up the front edge of
your... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you totally could.
If the Turnian can keep up.
God, that's a lot of fucking points, though.
Yeah,
for
like what, 10, 12 points?
No, 13.
Oh. 13, yeah.
They're 6-9.
For both, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
But those, I mean, Greylord Turnian by themselves usually earn their points back.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They're... Some about like
I sent a new Zarkova tier list.
Oh, do it! Here we come.
Fuck. Oh my god!
I'm going old witch tier list.
Wait, does Zarkova have a tier where she gets those golden
unlimited Golden Lords?
Yeah.
Oh, unlimited Golden Lords, but she doesn't get the Turnians for 1 point cheaper.
I don't know what it is.
Because that would be crazy.
That'd be
fuck you, P. Doomshaper. New tier list is coming in
on horses.
Yeah, on horses, and then just oh my god.
My whole army killed itself in one turn.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Although the two going head-to-head would suck because the rune shapers, I think, are all immune to cold. But still, who's, you know, whatever.
Well, then you could put your effect that makes it so if you end your activation within 2 inches of them.
If you're not immune to cold.
If you're not immune to cold.
Yeah. Rune shapers are like, fuck that.
But then all your other dudes run up and end their activation and lose. That's... Oh, wait. Hmm. It'd be nice if there was more than three things that you could cast that on.
Yeah.
Productively for Kador.
Yeah. The Sorcias.
The Sorcias.
Zarkova.
And that's the end of the list.
And that's the list.
Could you imagine if Rune Shapers could get that ability somehow with their fucking force lock? So they'd like run up and just grab something. And then, you know, you've got this like kind of hard to kill tough model immune to knockdown. And if you didn't kill it, it would just make it stationary.
Don't they have Freezer in their faction somewhere?
The
Winter Troll.
See?
Yeah.
Combo.
Yeah. And the Winter Troll.
Don't do that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't
combo.
Fuck.
Fatality.
No, go for it. Do it at War Machine weekend.
Let us know how it goes.
The whole weekend.
If I weren't perfecting Zarkova, that's the first thing I'd do.
Oh, you love to polish those turds.
I do.
I wanted him to play Zarkova today, but he pushed out.
I did. Post and you guys were trying to throw Alexia at me. That was a big hang up, as I was like 10 models short of my Alexia unit.
Out.
And everybody's like, I got him. Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll play Epicurus. I'll totally pick the models.
I don't want anybody to call me out on my bullshit list.
I was short 10 models.
After the flavorings of the Epicurus, do you think you want to do Zarkova and Sorcia, or do you think Epicurus is sweet enough that you want to keep rolling with him?
I think the Epicurus list does actually work, so I probably just keep rocking that. But I will try the Zarkova out just to see what it does.
In the dojo.
Throw the theory into practice and see
if... Yeah, exactly. That's the big thing. It's just
see if it happens. What about you, Caleb?
I played E-Sorcia and Vlad 2.
Never seen you do that before.
Nope. Mm-hmm. No, just practicing them more. Had some really good games. So, the one thing I noticed was that the Conquest... might get dropped from my Vlad 2 list.
No snap.
Mm.
It's a lot of points, and it gets in my way a lot, so...
Mm. I do hate that shit. I hate getting... Yeah. The nice thing about P-Vlad is he hangs out behind it, but E-Vlad kind of wants to be side-by or in front of it.
And you always have the problem of, oh, there's a wall. I can never walk past this point.
Holy shit, that came up in a game. And it literally was a fraction of an inch, but it cost me the goddamn game. So...
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Conquest. No, he's still amazing. So
he that large base is a liability.
Yeah, God, it just gets in the way so hard. So
Jamie ran the tournament.
I did. I played computer all day long.
Yep.
Running through the software, answering questions, and fucking up Ryan's games.
Ah. Yep.
yep. wiping sweat off my brow.
It was like a surgery.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Surgeon simulator.
Yep.
But it was good. We had a lot of players. And, well, we had no kind of our players who were not locals.
And when he said put local players on blast, I thought you meant something else.
And surprisingly, not quite. And surprisingly, there was in fact more Cotter players than anything else. That never happens when we're there.
Once again, Cotter ruled the house.
So odd. I don't know how that happened.
Well, there's three of us and then what, one other person?
Yep.
Four.
Yeah. It was most numerous.
Yeah, Shannon at the end was like, yay, my third Cotter. Like, there's always that one person who just has to deal with it all day. And the worst part is they're never happy about it. It's like, you know, you'd think you'd be fucking, you know, you should send Jason Souls a fucking thank you letter or whatever.
Like, yeah, but
she just had the easiest road to the finals.
Yeah.
Well, not, I don't think so.
Come on.
No.
No.
Casey.
G'day.
Hey. Who won the tournament today?
Yeah,
shut
fucking,
the fuck up.
We won with numbers alone.
There was epic dojoing that happened before that.
We've been zerging these fucking things. We had six at the last one and four at this one.
We did have a fair bit of cater on cater action, too.
Yep.
Yep.
Like, I had to play Caleb. Again.
It was awesome.
Fucking Caleb.
Jamie fucked up the rules.
To be fair, I corrected myself, and he still would not have gotten in, so there.
Yeah. We'll blame Ryan's loss on Jamie, though.
That's what we're going with from now on.
Ryan did not win the tournament because of the TOS jerk.
Yep.
It wasn't a 50-50 assassination run. It was Jamie's fault.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, Jamie tried to turn it into like a 10% chance of success, though, so...
Yeah.
If Jamie had his way, it would have been a 0% chance.
I corrected myself. I looked shit up.
He's like, ah... Oh. Cotter's going to win this no matter what. I can't fuck him completely. God damn it.
And to be completely honest, there was not one instance of me fucking around with the pairings. Pairings were completely legit the entire time.
Yep.
I did nothing. Which ended up putting the Crumptons fighting each other again, which put Cotter on Cotter again.
Yep.
I keep hearing that, too, because, like, you know, when I went to the Mayhem Cup, I fought every Minnesotan.
Yeah. Well, that might have been them. Those guys and I are pretty shady.
There was a Crix on Crix. That made me happy because they both looked miserable.
I think I got that. I think that's part of it. I got so fucking lucky on my matchups just because it was like my first two opponents were pretty sweet. Adam was awesome. I can't remember who this I played against a Signar Peace Striker. I don't remember his name.
Oh, that was Eric from Duluth.
Yeah, okay, Eric. So Eric and Adam, they were awesome. Super great sports. And then I played Crump, obviously, in Crump in round three, and then Shannon. I got so fucking lucky. It was amazing.
Yep.
I played Todd again for, like, every tournament we have here, I have to play Todd. So,
well,
here's a call out to him. It's always fun playing against you, man.
Like, 5 out of 6 tournaments for me, it was always end up first round Keith Christensen. And I just fucking killed myself.
And then you're like, I want to play Crix too.
And that's why you run tournaments now.
Right. Keith beat it out of me.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That'll happen.
Yep. If you can't win, teach. If you can't do that, run tournaments.
I tried it for a while. And then nobody showed up.
And if you can't run tournaments, play Crix and win tournaments.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm out.
What?
Terminus and E-Gaspy all day long.
Hooray.
Don't do Terminus. That's a trap.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's an awful trap.
Shannon did really good with Terminus today.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
God.
I think he's I don't think he's as strong as some of the other options for
I think the deal is that Shannon knows him really well, and he knows the vectors really well.
Yeah, it never hurts to play what you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, being patient and just denying your opponents a little bit, making them work through your games, mm-hmm. they'll eventually grind down, and then you can sort of turn into one of those guys. Like, the longer the game goes, he just starts bearing down on the fucking game, and you can't do anything about it.
And Shannon did run the full boat of 9 Brute Thralls.
Yeah.
Fuck, it was mean.
Jesus.
Yep. He had 3 packs of Mechanithralls with 3 brutes in each. It was sweet.
Yep. And the main thing is you just gotta, as you start to lose the models, keep it together. Just keep your head in the game.
Know that you're gonna lose models and just be prepared for that.
Yeah.
Yep. Just get them there. I played against an opponent who unfortunately didn't get one of his units to me. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of threw off the rest of his game.
Sure.
And when that happens, and it's happened to me, and it just... If you get in that mindset, you'll never find that angle to try to win it. You'll never throw your scrap jacket, Epic Vlad.
And then be out.
No, like, Shannon did a great job with his Terminus list. Like, I had attritioned out almost all his Banes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it wasn't enough.
Nature finds a way.
Yeah. You miss, you know, you miss one bile thrall with three sprays, and that's game over.
There they go.
Yep.
Defense 10. It's legit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's rough.
Three shots at boosted 10. That's too bad. So bad.
Terminus eats Sorsha.
Yum, yum, yum.
What'd you play today, Casey?
I got screwed by the TO.
Yeah, he's a jerk right here.
Yeah, I worked all day. That was fun.
What would you
play? I don't know if the TO makes sense.
I probably would have come in with Scorn.
Scorn?
Yeah.
Scorn.
Well, the Signar's not ready yet.
Yeah.
Coming in hot with the Scorn.
Yeah, just bulleted
everybody.
There were
no Scorn today.
That's true.
There was very few hordes from what I saw. There was a couple troll players, and...
Yeah. That was it.
There was two troll players, and there was
no, it's not true. Adam played his Gators.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there was a minion. Jesus Christ.
We don't count minions.
We totally count Gators.
So, yeah, I would have just probably caught it with the Mullen Karn. And then Rasheth is my other, but since we only need to play him once, that's fine.
Hmm.
I just moved McCade at everybody.
Mm-hmm. Basically, you could just sum up today as Nigel playing in the Sprinkler.
That was.
Which means what, again?
The Sprinkler. Just, you know, we'll do a Focus and Fury.
What? We'll do a Focus and Fury. So, like, Casey is jacking off.
Focus
like
Fury
Gaby.
Lexicon.
Yeah. We're not talking about 40K. We're talking about playing in the Sprinkler.
Yeah. I always have, like, stupid catchphrases that are just retarded and don't make any sense to anybody. But then, for some reason, they just catch on because I say it so many times that people just think, oh, whatever. So I just thought I'd explain what playing in the Sprinkler means.
Please do.
Yeah. So, in the old days, there was a Saturday Night Live skit called Big Red. And it was this stupid fucking Paul Bunyan statue with horns, and you would fill it up with blood, and you'd put it in the middle of the living room, and it would just be Big Red, and his head would start spinning, and blood would shoot out the horns, and it would just cover the fucking room, and like the parents would be sitting on the couch, like the mom and dad would be reading newspapers, and they're just getting covered in fucking blood, and they're like, the dad would like crunch his newspaper over, look at the kids, like, kids, and the kids would literally be running around in the Sprinkler, just jumping up and down, like, yay, covered in blood, and it was just, like, it was so awesome. It was, like, the best commercial ever. So if you ever want to YouTube Big Red Saturday Night Live. And then that used to be sort of what I would, sort of Fenris for me. That's what it's like, what he's doing. He's just playing the Sprinkler. And I was just referring to, like, the Big Red.
Blood everywhere.
Yeah, and now it's sort of, like, a ubiquitous term for any time you're just being a dipshit and sort of, you know, playing in a Sprinkler, you're just like running around and you just blood all over you, and you know, you're just having fun. And despite it being a really bad idea,
pretty much any time you're playing a turret that you're trying to polish,
yeah,
or Cuddle Caleb,
yeah, yeah. Well, so you're just playing in a Sprinkler. It's like that's sort of the bit when you're just running around in a Sprinkler made of blood, and you're just loving every minute of it and just having fun. Don't care about the carpet getting messy.
I won't even lie. I thought it meant like you're living the dream, like living it, like, well, playing in the Sprinkler.
Sort of it is. Yeah. Is that not the dream?
Yeah.
Do we have different dreams?
Yeah. I just thought it was like unabashed childish glee.
Exactly. Your dreams
again.
Yeah.
Again, yeah. These all the same thing.
Yeah.
Your dreams are different than our dreams. I think. Oh. Ryan, you might need to be.
Ryan, you're a sick fuck.
I was going to be more diplomatic, but.
Yeah, well, Caleb's never diplomatic. We all know that.
That's true.
We're going to send him over to some foreign country to handle our diplomacy for us.
We did that already.
Yeah, well. Didn't work out.
I can't even deny it.
It's okay.
So besides the Kador, there were a few Signar players.
Yep, there were. Well, that's... I don't know if that's the segue. There were a few Signar players. What's the new one of Signar players? One of the other topics we want to talk about, we could just literally do a hard stop and just
talk about Signar. We'll do a hard stop. Not just adding in the song.
No, you have to leave that shit in.
Yeah. I'm just saying, we don't have to get too cute with the fucking segues.
All right.
We've done it twice now.
There's a lot of fucking Signar players.
My segue's bitching.
Thank you.
Wait, what kind of segues? Like lean forward and move.
Have you seen the army segues? These things are real. They're like
you like that tangent.
They're just segues, right? But they have these like really Caleb's huge wheels on them.
Cuddle Caleb.
Yeah, Cuddle Caleb.
No.
So, anyways, army segues. They got guns on them.
Well, the guy on the segue had a gun, but they're like giant up armored
segues, which is hilarious to think about. There's this dude in this like motorcycle helmet just going up and down hills and through the backwoods of Afghanistan or whatever. It's pretty amazing.
That's pretty badass.
You should get blown
up. You know what? I just imagine them like falling over, holding on at the wheels
thin. The next G.I. Joe model.
Yeah. All right, so what is the deal with the Signar?
The Signar, I don't know. So I was just kind
of
curious.
There's a lot of them.
They're cropping back up as, you know, there's just a ton of chatter. They're always being represented at tournaments all of a sudden. And there's just all these, like, dojo talk with P and E, Sorsha, and...
You mean...
Today was weird.
Haley.
Or sorry, yeah, Sorsha. Holy crap.
Wow.
Holy crap, am I just
got Kator on the brain.
Yeah, Kator through and through. But yeah, you know, they're all of a sudden, they're like the topic du jour of... tournament scene. And actually, I would say they're still not represented in the last two we've been to.
No.
Today we just had Peace Striker and
Sarah Sloan.
Was Sloan his other list?
Yeah. And Haley. P. Haley.
Okay, so there must be the other two Signar players?
There are Signar.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, the one I played was Peace Striker and Epic Striker was his two choices.
Yep. Here's what I don't understand. Okay. I understand that E. Haley is a giant cunt. And yep. Everyone hates her. But if you're going to a tournament and you're trying to either rep your store, rep yourself, or rep your faction,
uh-huh.
Play her.
Mm-hmm.
She's great.
Well, that's the thing is now that they got that big new Stormwall.
Yes.
Everybody's like dusting off all the shit. It's like, yeah. You know, the Stormwall, is that hands down the fucking best one?
No.
Oh, yes.
I think so.
Oh, holy shit, yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I think the CLC one's pretty fucking good.
Well, you could make the argument that the Galleon is better because, as a faction, mercenaries had absolute shit for Jax compared.
Yep.
But I think if you look at them, like, take them out of the faction, Signar one's fucking hands down.
It's just so incredible. It does fucking.
I'm not saying it's not the top tier. Like, I'm just saying it's. Yeah. I mean. I think the COC one is so ridiculous because it knows everyone's business. It does two drags and fucking
sustained.
I'd like
to see that one. That's just more paper. You know, I'd like to see more stuff. Yeah, I'd like to see more table stuff.
I will say this, like, the Stormwall has some fucking mean fucking combos.
No, it does.
It does everything.
Yeah, it does everything. It solves all the fucking...
All of them.
It's the toolbox.
The Hyperion's fantastic. Hyperion's fantastic. It's a 5-inch AOE. It can suck up dudes. It has 2d3 shots. They're all pretty sweet. But it doesn't have the board control. It doesn't have the Stormwall package.
Yeah, like fucking shooting lightning pods behind you.
Yeah,
like that's some bullshit right there.
Shooting lightning pods,
having
covering fire.
Yeah, anything better than creeping barrage?
Yeah, covering fire for POW 12s, two defender shots plus the reach and the POW 20 and the. I mean, it's just doing it all. I mean, it's crazy. And then you take your three Stormsmiths. You're always triangulating. I just think like today I played. And again, he was a pretty good player, actually. He played me quite fucking well. But he didn't take the Stormsmiths. I thought he did himself a disservice. That's just guaranteed. I don't know if he was playing a tier list then or what that was all about. But those Stormsmiths will just kill a whole unit of high defense, really annoying infantry. Actually, they'll do a pretty good number on any kind of infantry, really. But
and most of Kador's infantry is high defense, really annoying.
Yeah. I mean, Nyss Hunters. When I was playing Signar, I removed 9 Nyss. I mean, I had to get lucky to sort of make that many skill checks, but... I just gone one turn, you know, with a 3-point, you know, 3 solos.
What, a skill check 10 or something?
Skill check 8. I think it's skill check 8.
Oh, yeah. That's 8.
That's still pretty good.
You still got to be a little lucky, but it just happens. You get running 7s and 8s. I mean, I roll shitty enough on average that I'll guarantee to get low. That's why I love Ghidorah mechanics. That's basically fucking MacGyver times 4 for me. But, yeah, the Stormwall, just for how much shit it's putting out, I just think it's by far the best one. And also the lightning pod's ability to just auto hit a row of shit.
Yeah,
you know. So fuck you, Iris. Fuck you, Gorman. Fuck you. I mean, because it's electric, so it actually gets Gorman.
It's an amazing scalpel.
Oh man, it's so good. He was getting my caster. He did that like, you know, just like a POW 10 boosted. Epic Eris was safe. He couldn't get to me, but he was able to keep like moving up and putting that 10-inch, and then I have to back up and whatever. But he was just doing like 3, 4, whatever.
They'll nickel and dime you like a mother.
Yep.
It's horrible.
Kind of forced your hand on which list you ended up playing in that one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And because he took it, I had to just play something with Battle Lust, period. I just was like, I got to be able to get rid of it. So.
Well, and the fact that every caster can put Arcane Shield on it
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good point.
Just well, really ups its value.
That's not... Okay.
Or snipe.
Not think, every cast.
No, every cast can do that, but... I think the thing is, it's the one of the Colossus that has all the support that it needs. Because the Cotter players are complaining that certain casters can't run. Their conquest gets in the way. Because they kind of want to be up there. The Cricks never use theirs because why the fuck bother?
Can get Bane Thralls.
Yeah. Manoth uses it for certain casters if they're going to try to do a shooting list. But, half the time, the Judicator's not even moving. It's just firing missile after missile after missile, trying to blow up all your shit. The Stormwall works because, A, they can have a little dude running behind it, casting spells, giving it a buff.
Yep.
Their casters generally have the ability to either make it better in melee or make it better at shooting. So they can actually work with it. I mean, that's a Jack faction. They needed a Jack to go with all the tools they had. And I love Signar Jacks. I think they're sweet. But they didn't have the roundness of it. You either shot or you meleeed. And you couldn't do really good at both. This thing can do good at both. So it's showing up in everyone's list because, hey, I can spend the amount of points I spent on two Jacks for this one. It's now efficiency. I can run it better. And then, certain casters just make it ridiculous, like Kray and...
Yeah, why is there not a Kray double Stormwall list?
Because Kray can... Because Kray wants more dudes. Because
doesn't want two Stormwalls?
Well, Kray, do they benefit from his Calvary stuff?
No.
No, who cares? They benefit from his Fire for Effect, his Guided Fire. That's every range attack, every turn is boosted all the time.
Yeah.
So it's, 43 shots plus four defenders.
The thing is, though, he's so mobile that you'd rather have a bunch of mobile jacks. I'd still put one in.
He actually makes them mobile. He can give them the double their base speed. They can't make range attacks. Fucking spell. And then it's just like, that shit's flying all over the place.
Yeah, that's a pretty fun Alpha Strike.
Yeah, and he pops his feet, and then they're just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're speed 5 base, so it's...
I just can't believe that's not a list, because you have four Covering Fires, two pods, your three Stormsmiths. That's a shitload... of board control.
Kador just goes firepower. Home.
What's that?
Kador just goes home.
Everybody, yeah.
Oh, look,
but here's the thing.
That's my butt pucker.
Really, nothing has more board control than E. Haley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No,
that's true.
Literally, that list...
Well, she's doing it herself.
But then she gets the island. Yeah,
the Stormwall, with the bond and everything. That thing is... It's just... It sucks. Especially for a Kator player. Yeah. Holy shit, it is a fucking rough matchup.
Yeah, I'm also glad I haven't seen a lot of Siege yet. For two reasons. A, he counters your Colossal. He basically tells you to go fuck yourself. He just shoves it in a hole and then shoots through it. And secondly, and then he Mage Sights and all the other stuff he's got going on and his feet and everything. I mean, I do not want to see, especially if I'm ever playing the Old Witch or what have you, the Old Witch doesn't want anything to do with that guy on the table with his 14th control, Mage Sight, then his Stormwall fucking finishes their nuts right off.
You know what? Yeah, but now every Signar caster can do that. Channel Fire! I shoot through your Conquest.
Yeah, but then there's the Mage Sight part. Giving Mage Sight to a Stormwall is pretty awesome. And it's on demand. It's not like Spriggan bullshit. It's a 14-inch off him, so he walks 5. I mean, it's a pretty good... It's pretty good.
No, and this feat's good.
And then there's the feat, too.
Well, I think you can make the argument that Signar has one of the best stables of casters in the game. They have so many legit options.
Yeah, yeah, that faction's the one I always look at, and it's one of the ones I envy. Sort of, I always want to, keep approaching it and trying it out again.
I envy it until I look at their melee options, and then it's like, ugh.
No, that's where you have mercs.
Yeah, everybody just takes boom howlers, and then the only thing that sucks about them is if it's outside of Stormblades, all their fucking infantry options
gun
are...
Don't forget mages.
The gun mages are good for totally different reason.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about for hit and face. Kador, they can take IFP, and it will fuck you. I mean, it's really good. Or they can take Kyazis, and it'll do awesome. Or they've just Doom Reavers. There's so many good melee troops that if you want to go that route, you can do it. Uh-huh. And they got Boom Howlers and Nis. And then they're kind of... Stormblades are okay.
Storm? I'd rather go with Swords. The Sword Knights are okay.
I like the Sword Knights actually a lot for what they do. But.
Yeah. Sword Knights along with the Conquests. Mm-hmm. Or the Stormwall is really... kind of spooky. Hey, we all get flanked. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Stormwall... Sword Knights suffer from Kyazi syndrome in some ways that you have to have a Pathfinder guy with them, which is always Rupert. But the other guy,
yeah, the fact that you can have Rupert fucking sucks for us. Yeah, sweet Rupert would be in Kador.
It would be sweet.
Fucking awesome.
So would an Arc Node, but we'll never get that either, because that would break the game.
Yeah. Well, anyways,
I'm glad what the hell are you complaining about? You got Arc Nodes and you just toss them at your opponent.
Well, yeah. And if I hit you, that would have been game over.
Kadoran Arc Nodes, we throw them at you.
We don't need them for anything.
Didn't you throw it into a wall?
Yeah, the wall. It didn't scatter the right direction for me.
Oops.
Well, it didn't make it with Jamie's ruling.
How did it handle the wall? Kind of like slamming it.
Hmm? No, it's not a slam.
It's a throw.
Throws work differently. Yeah. It just moves to in front of the wall. No damage.
Yep. Just
it takes the power of the throw damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of throw damage, what about the new Skarlach throw?
Oh my god. You are the worst.
I throw him into every list.
Yeah.
God.
What? That was a sweet segue.
Fuck off.
Like, I'm excited. I'm super excited.
I know you are. What about
the police segues?
Yeah. I think that's just what we should do from now on. It's just like, douche.
You know that in Illinois, there's actually a place where they have sandwich police? Sandwich, Illinois has its own police department, and all their cop cars say sandwich police on them. And I shit you not, I once saw a sandwich police cruiser sitting in front of Subway. Excellent.
Cool. I'm glad you, bro.
I know. Now I found
$10.
$10.
I forgot. Were we talking about sandwiches?
God damn it, Jamie.
What's going on?
Yeah. The Skarlach sandwich
is playing with your mic.
Oh.
Stop playing with the box.
Yeah, okay. Sandwich the Skarlach UA into your list.
So while Jamie fucking tells his stories, we'll play Ship Captain Crew.
He's a sandwich artist. He'll sprinkle him in his list.
Yeah. That's how I wrestled the bear once.
No. Bar. Wrestled a bar.
That's sweet. That's sweet cuddle, Caleb. Cuddle you so hard.
So the rumor is the Skarlach UA is going to add 8 points to the unit, do nothing else, and you have to take it with every unit.
Yeah, it's mandatory.
Right? Yeah.
Yep, mandatory attachment.
Now, what is it going on? It's
mech thralls and something else.
Biothralls.
Biothralls. Yeah. That's the scary part. Biothralls. Boo.
Yeah, they needed something. They were so bad on
the
table. If he
gives them stealth, I will lose my fucking mind.
No, but it's not like give them like, terror.
Awesome. It's going to be something stupid. KV Zephyrs. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
They better fucking nerf the shit out of fucking Biothralls.
They don't need a UA. They're just fine.
Yeah, they're really good.
Neither of those things needed a UA, but they're doing it anyway.
Oh, get fucked.
Just fuck yourself.
Makes it a POW 14.
And sprays in 360. Okay, I'm happy.
Well, you know what it's going to do, right?
Mini feet
because
gives
he's
tough.
The commander. For the, because he's the UA, he's going to be the commander, and he's going to be more than command 6. Right?
Shut up.
So all of a sudden, the Anthrals are on an 8-inch bubble.
If that's all he does, then I'm happy. I mean,
he's going to do something magical. He's probably going to have a spray, and then some other bullshit.
Yep. You just said it. Other bullshit.
Yeah, he'll probably like Black Spot or something for good measure.
Yeah, that, the Doom Reaver UA can't go join other units.
Like, where he'd be useful?
Yeah.
Where he'd actually
You know
take
who doesn't
him?
Give a shit about him? The Doom Reavers. Nope, that guy gets to join 2 different units. That's just what they needed.
Yeah, maybe. I found that kind of weird. The fact that there's like this guy's or those guys.
Maybe the Assault Commandos are finally going to get a UA that makes them useful.
No.
Somebody at Privateer Press fucking sold their soul to the devil and now has to make fucking bullshit rules for crits.
You mean sweet rules.
Jason Souls.
My only hope is that it is...
I don't think it's there anymore.
At least as not as good as the Doom Reaver UA. If it makes it tough and that's all it does, then I'm happy. Which actually sweet. Most Greeks players love. Yeah.
Actually, that sounds pretty sweet. Cool.
Yeah. So, I'll put it this way, though. Spending 2 points to put tough on a crappy six-man unit, not that sweet.
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen very often, you'll find out.
Well, no.
They're even easier to hit when they're knocked down.
To be fair, though, just the extra command range can be sweet from Panthrals.
It'll be good. Especially, God, they're just going to give them fucking stealth. I just know it.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is stealth and disbinding. He'll have like 2-star actions, and disbinding is always like.
And he'll get souls.
No, let's just not get crazy.
God. No, he actually doesn't collect souls.
God fucking.
No,
damn
he
it.
Did not have soul cages on him.
Yeah,
I don't think he did.
I think in the descriptors he's talking about
whatever. Get fucked. Yeah, it's literally.
It'll be annoying to everybody else, and we'll all hate it. We'll hate Crix players.
I just got my face fucking humped by fucking Bile Thralls today, so I'm kind of on a bender.
Don't worry. Next week we'll play E-Gaspy, and it'll be just fine.
I had 3 people when Caleb was playing his game. 3 people came up to me and says, it looks like you're playing Krix. And then they immediately was like, Bothrals, Bothrals, Bothrals. They were like spazzing. So it was quite clear in my game. And like I was just like, those are dying, period. Yeah. So they were getting like Hernajon, Behemoth, fucking Widowmaker. Yeah, I was just chucking everything at them. And they died. So that worked.
They didn't do shit.
They did not do shit.
They took up a lot of shots.
True. He had a chance to purge on Gorman and then get like eight of his own things.
Yeah,
most of
good.
Them like stalkers and shit, which weren't going to happen. And then Gorman would be like, yeah, I'm playing Sprinkler. Literally. So yeah, he wasn't even expecting that.
Corrosion Sprinkler, guys.
That was kind of sweet, actually. Yeah. The more I keep seeing the Biothralls, the more I see people bitch about them, the more I keep thinking that Biothralls would be just fine and they'd still be good, and people would not bitch about them if they were 3-inch radius, not a 6-inch radius.
They're just weird because they're actually, it's a garbage unit, but if you, for some reason, the game, you can't get them, your penalty is so severe, it's worse than popping a feat. It's hard to recover when they get to actually purge on like a whole unit.
I'm saying, like that would be so severe if they only had 3-inch.
But then again, it happens so infrequently that it's maybe that's the balance.
I don't think that is the balance, because when I'm playing them, I'll usually catch 3 or 4 guys every turn with 1 guy to 4 guys. Hmm. I mean, it's pretty common.
It's not like they're expensive to put in your list
either. No.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if they're tough or...
I mean, they made them as easy and attainable to kill as possible. Defense 10, they're kind of pokey.
They are pokey.
They can't run and do their purge act.
Yeah, Caleb.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, some of us can't hit 10.
We're not trying to get you the splash damage. It's just, you know, occasionally that's just, you know, shit happens.
I like how you said splash damage, too.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
boost. Wrote it in there.
A little fun play.
It's spraying all over the place.
Yep. The new Iris is now a...
Yeah, who cares? She's red.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah, she's a picture.
The two people listening to this that care about red, we're not going to talk about it. Sorry.
Yeah, Crump doesn't even
We already know what she does. Whatever.
We don't know what she does.
No, she's the UA for the unit, and then she does some other shit. It's Iris.
She'll be annoying. Yeah. We'll hate it.
Yeah.
She'll be defense 16. She'll have awesome shots.
She'll give him true sight.
Yay!
No, that's actually going to suck.
That
unit is just like, fuck you, Raven, all the time.
Well, like, now I'm playing Rhett.
Honestly, I think it'll be an attachment for... I think most people will run it with the Mage Hunter Infiltrators.
Mm. Uh-huh.
I thought she had to go on the new unit.
That's the Infiltrators.
Oh, okay.
Please don't give them true sight. I'm going to repeat that. Please do not give Mage Hunter Strike Force true sight. All right.
Yeah, ever.
Now that has been said.
And then there's the troll guy, who may be bringing Jax into Hordes. That's kind of our conjecture at this point.
Yes, that could be cool. I'm actually, we never really talked about him. I'm actually kind of excited. Well, if I were to play trolls, that sorcerer dude. I kind of like that dude.
Troll source?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a bunch of those dudes.
I want a bunch of fucking Bane thralls on horses.
Little pink Play-Doh factories. Dildo farms just run around.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's what they look like. It's just like the little troll sorcerer.
You watch way too much fucking anime.
Maybe.
Fucking octopus porn.
They make them pink.
Some of it's just straight up Japanese porn. It's not anime. It has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just straight hair everywhere.
Mm. Wow. Whoa.
I had a quick question.
What's that?
Now that we've been playing a few, we've been dojoing SR 2013, we've been to a few tournaments.
I like how this question about dojoing SO 2013 comes more than halfway through the year.
Well, we kind of slacked off for a while.
We slacked the shit off, give us a break.
There wasn't a proper segue. I mean, we still got some other segues. There's some all-terrain segues.
Yeah. Yeah. So
there's some flying ones off cliffs.
Yeah. So now that we played a few, I kind of want to talk about, does the scenario, so like... The last tournament we played was Divide and Conquer, but you didn't have to do it. This one was Divide and Conquer 1.
Yep.
And character restrictions wasn't a big deal. What I'm wondering is, does the scenario solve to some degrees? Like, do you think you'd see more list variety because people are planning, trying to game the scenarios? So people might actually make two lists and want to play both lists over the course of the day as opposed to having to?
I think it depends on the players. Some players just want to play the power list all day long.
I would love to run in those fucking players.
Right. But then some of us do build all-comers lists that are geared towards scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I did that a lot with my Kadar.
And there's still plenty of people who want to run fluffy tier lists and other stuff like that.
I don't know. Like, there's some benefits in some of the scenario packets, like the light artillery, that nobody ever fucking uses.
I think we can ditch half those special objectives.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I like that they're there, though. Whatever. They're corner case. They take a little while to read and they confuse people.
I've never seen that come into play, ever.
Except for when it blows up and kills your own dude. That's about the only time.
The chemical reaction one's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the light artillery one?
Yeah, never. Yeah.
Never.
Mm-hmm. I think until they solve some problems with certain casters and certain combos, they're going to have to keep Divide and Conquer.
Well, Divide and Conquer, but more so...
I think they should really just buff everybody, guys.
Well, I think we should not go back to all characters.
Buff everybody.
I don't know. I mean, that's... If the Iron Gauntlet's the direction it's going, that's... Effectively removes character restrictions.
I don't think Iron Gauntlet's going to be the local thing. You're going to see Iron Gauntlet at big tournaments, and that's it.
But that's supposed to be the cream of the crop. That's the best players.
They can play whatever faction. That's supposed to be the standard.
They can play whatever they want.
Look, they can have fun in their own sprinklers, but the rest of us play a lot more games than that across the whole of the game, right? So I'm more interested in what average people are playing at their local shops week in and week out, right? The big tournaments, I'm never going to be at that table, so whatever. I'm more interested in what my guys are going to see.
But personally, I think the Iron Gauntlet format in general is stupid.
What do you mean?
It feels more broken. I don't think that it proves anything that you can play the two most powerful casters from two different factions.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think the idea was that they wanted to make it so you have more options to create new combinations and janky things and hopefully see more stuff that we don't see on the table very often. But what it's become is, what broken shit can I bring in two lists?
No, character restrictions is where it tried to force new things.
I think it did.
It tried to make you think. And, yeah, I mean, it does make you think about your lists, but I don't think Iron Gauntlet had that in mind.
Yeah, I would rather they just remove character restrictions and fuck this Iron Gauntlet thing. Because it's just,
I don't know.
Half of what it seems to solve is, if I take two totally different factions, then I won't have any character,
problem.
Overlaps.
Yeah.
Yep. I think they're just trying to sell models.
There's that, too. Yeah, but... has anybody ever played Malifaux competitively? No. That's one of the. It's not as bad as Malifaux, but that's sort of the Malifaux thing, which is you basically just bring this giant fucking dresser full of shit, and then you can just that's the scenario, and then you can just pull whatever faction you want, any list you want.
Thought you had to keep your faction, but you could pull any list.
You can you can pull whatever you want.
They might have changed it recently.
That sounds fucking terrible.
Yeah, that's Gen Con 2 years ago. That's what it used to be. So they may have evolved since then, but it's terrible. So it's basically pay to win.
Literally, that's worse than going into our bathroom after a tournament.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. To be fair, it was the worst before the tournament happened.
Yeah.
Wow, it was bad after the tournament.
Mm-hmm. Iowa knows how to blow up toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No, but I actually really prefer character restriction. I think that limitations breed creativity in any format you're playing. So Magic, this, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that you have those, it lessens the nothing but power characters. Right? So you're not saying Beastie in every single list. You're not saying Behemoth in every single list.
My thing is, if you took character restrictions away, I don't think you would. That's my point.
Ooh. I think you definitely would. You would definitely see things in every list.
Tauros in every list.
Yeah. My lists are specifically designed to... Character restrictions are not a huge factor.
Yeah, well, yours are, but other players...
You might see Silas in both your lists.
I would definitely see Silas.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
No.
That's not,
No, that's not crazy. I agree. The things I take a lot of are the ones I really need in my faction.
You'll see Great Bears in every list.
You wouldn't put Behemoth in both your lists?
No. Depends. And the Decimator with Epic Iris is just legit. That's all I want.
I'd probably take Epic Iris in both my lists just because I need upkeep removal.
Very common. Well, before.
The counter players, Epic Iris and Iron Holt would be a big factor. And
you saw the Nissan in two lists all the time.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't take Nissan in two lists.
Yeah, you wouldn't, but people did all the time.
Hmm.
I think that if they wanted to have a best of the best, it should be one faction, no character restriction, and then you could do a specialist pool that's for both lists. One 10-point pool for both lists, and you get rid of the card-for-card restriction.
That's an interesting thing. A lot of people today, because we ran specialists, were commenting that they would feel better playing specialists if you had one specialist list that could go into either armies, rather than having two separate character-restricted specialist lists.
Yep.
And that's something I might do in the future, just to make a CO change. Well, it breaks
character restriction.
Well, not if you have one list, and then technically a third list with character restriction, right? And the third list just happens to be 10 points that you can sub into either one you're playing.
But then I'd just constantly sub Epic Iris in to whatever list I decide to play.
Yeah,
I'd have a dead 3 points in my list to be Epic Iris.
Yeah, you'd always have an extra pair of Eliminators.
Yeah, I'd have Silas, Epic Iris.
All right, that's
know,
a good point.
Yeah, but if you're playing against like P Vlad, you don't really need Epicurus. You know, if you're playing against, there's a few times you wouldn't actually swap her in.
No, you're right. There are, and that'd be amazing. But and the times where you do need it, it's.
But the big thing would be, it would be hard to track. But I mean, if the shit sheets. So in that situation, you can only do it once per tournament. So you'd have that little sideboard, and you could use it once per tournament at your discretion, or you could use it maybe twice per tournament at your discretion. Whatever, you know. So it's
sure.
It sort of gives you that divide and conquer feel.
So you get specialist one, specialist two.
But then you can get rid of divide and conquer. Then so it's the, you know, it's that in between list that's sort of divide and conquering, not the two lists.
That's definitely a meta changer.
Yeah.
It could actually be interesting to have like a single list tournament where there's a 15-point specialist pool.
Yeah, so you basically it's much more sideboard.
Yeah, because I can guarantee that like Epic Iris, Einen Holt, and Wishnail would be in there, and I can guarantee that I wouldn't need them in at least two games every tournament.
Yeah.
So.
But they're there.
But they're there, so
you
if I
cycle
you know,
them in.
Yeah, you just use them when you need them, and then you call them a day. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would provide more of a best of the best kind of.
Yeah.
You know, here's your optimum list construction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if. I think for best of the best, it's a list, and you have a sideboard.
Yep.
And play it.
Sounds very magic-like.
Yep.
Yeah, but I think it's better than, you know, play the two best casters you have and see what you come up with.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this crew, they basically said they wanted to try to do magic with miniatures. I mean, that's kind of the... They wanted a competitive game. They wanted you to... List building was important, basically your deck. And a sideboard makes sense. And that was what they were missing. And they should just treat it as a sideboard.
And to be fair, Magic is probably the closest comparison to other games that I can make for a machine, even more than 40K or whatever, right? Because 40K is a miniature game, but in terms of the tightness of the game, the universality of the terms, right? So like keywords, it's very much the same.
Yeah, I'm reticent to make the comparison totally or wholly just because the first 5 years... As a War Machine player, that's all we were doing. That was sort of the anti-PR campaign. Because everybody that like wanted to diss it, essentially, would compare it to Magic. Ooh. It's just fucking Magic. You know, it's like, no, it's not just Magic. It's, you know...
Actually, yes. that got me into the game. Was someone was like, it's just being like Magic. I went, I'm in.
Yeah, most people... In the early days, most people would use that as like a derogatory. And I think now, though... Now, SR2013 is what's making it come back in as a, you know, a complimentary... Mm-hmm. Sort of comparison.
Well, the game is so tight compared to other games.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of good improvements to 2013, too.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, I gotta say, today, part of that lucky of those four players I played...
Yeah.
Super fucking tight. When people play tight, they don't fucking dick you on stuff. I mean, I had one player that was, like, pausing when I made tough checks. That wasn't a big deal. And, when the game's played tight, it's, like, it's comfortable. It, like, comes easy to you. And
you don't have to watch your opponent and watch for models getting bombed, watch for... Focus and Fury not going where it should be.
Yeah.
You know, babysitting your opponent wears on you super hard.
And also when they're, like, giving you the respect when it's your turn, they're not, like, chatting about, you know, again, their cell phone plan.
Or asking you fucking questions on your turn all the time.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
You don't need to know the stats of my models when you can't move anything right now. So hold on a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, the games I lost were enjoyable.
Yeah.
Which is a nice change from playing certain people, and it's like... Even if you win, you want to quit.
You never feel good.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, that was fucking terrible.
And that's because those games just wear on you so hard.
Yeah. Like,
just from observation of today, I'm still not a fan of War Room as your replacement for your cards.
And as a TO, I totally agree. I don't like it.
I'm not a. It's. I was watching a couple games and it was. You could tell that one of the players was getting kind of aggravated by the fact that he didn't have the cards that he could stop. Look, like, as his opponent's going, be able to reach across, grab the card, look at it for a long moment, and then...
Yeah, I try to be as accommodating. I almost never needed my iPad, so I would hand it over to my
Let's be honest. It's not War Room. That's the problem. It's that player.
Well, it's people not bringing their cards. I mean, they need to bring both. If you're going to... I know what I'm saying is you shouldn't be able to sit there and go... I allowed to just bring War Room with me. I think you should have to be both.
No, I didn't have a single problem. All day.
Yeah, like my opponents at all. Yeah, I think if you're a good player and you're tight and like you're not pulling bullshit out of your ass, people don't care if you're using War Room.
Huh.
It's if you're fucking trying to fuck them over the whole game, then people really
Here's
give a shit.
Here's what I will say to counter the Casey point. is you should do this. You should honestly do this. If you're uncomfortable with your opponent taking War Room, I actually made the plan. If someone else was using War Room today, I had a plan. I was going to have a little scratch pad. I was just going to write down their battle group or whatever Jax had to worry about wounds.
And then just track their damage.
Just track it. I don't really care what column it went to. I'm just going to say, you know, 7, 8, 10, 3, 4. And if they repaired, minus. I know what their overall is. And I was just going to do that. So, I mean, that's exactly like Magic. When you're playing Magic, you have the count, the roll down dice.
You check their life, too.
Yeah, a smart player always has their list. You're actually writing the numbers down so you can go back and read, you know. So it's like, why do you think you're at 16? Let's read, you know, I did 2, 2, 2, you healed 1, whatever, you know.
Yeah, or you have the pad that has 2-player life columns and you just record back.
Absolutely. You should, if you're a responsible player, that's exactly what you should be doing. So.
Well, it's not even the marking that was I was noticing. It was the
lack of cards to hand.
Well, last night, and then, like, all my attacks do this amount of damage. I don't think that's, you know, your opponent was like, I think that's wrong.
They had to pause.
Yeah, they had to pause and look and flip through. I think that's more of a player. Yeah, but, I mean.
That's not War Room, that's just the player. If that player used cards, he'd be just being a douche. Yeah. If that player used fucking smoke signals, he'd be a douche.
You know, I don't think that's quite true, because if you have cards across the table, and I'm dubious
that's totally true. I've seen cards be fucking stupid. No, yeah. That's the whole term of gorilla math. Is like some people use
again. I'm not talking about just their knocking damage.
So here's the thing: cards make it harder to be that douchey.
Yeah,
but
so I think what Casey's saying, right, is if you have a War Room across the table and I have cards across the table, right, it's easier for Casey to reach across the table, grab my cards, and double check something quick that he might be fuzzy about, because A, it could be I don't know exactly what this thing does. I want to check for myself. Mm-hmm. Or it could be, I think you're fucking bullshitting me. I'm going to read your card and call you on it if I need to, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas with War Room, I have to stop and ask you, which A, does two things. One, it interrupts the flow of the game, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas cards, I can reach across, grab it, you're still doing your thing. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Two is, if I'm asking you what X thing does, right, very specifically, that's cluing you, the opponent, into what my thought process is.
Mm-hmm. Also, you everyone complained just now that don't ask me a fucking question during my turn. Cool. I don't want to ask you a fucking question during your turn. I want to be able to grab the card and look at it and say,
I keep my cards on key rings. Even if you spread them out across the table, they have to bother you during your turn to look at the card. And sometimes when you have to find it, no matter what you're finding it, if they grab your whole stack, they're fudging with your, like, dry erase. You know? I mean, there's just, it's not really,
the same problem. I think the issue, it comes down, if you're a douche, no matter how you play, it's gonna fucking suck to play against you.
Yeah, I was super happy to either, if it was on their turn they wanted to know, I'd even let them pause it. I would let them have my iPad. They could go look at all they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was my turn, I wouldn't pause it, and I would let them look. I mean, it was just never full disclosure all the time.
I think the problem is War Machine's a halfway solution. Mm-hmm. It's halfway between War Room. It's halfway between where they want it to be and
where we want
and
to be.
Cards.
Yeah.
It's basically, if your opponent has War Room and you can link up, and your battery doesn't die instantly because you're on Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
You got everything right in front of you. You got their whole list. You can just look at it. You watch them marking damage. That's an awesome feature that no one uses because everyone runs in airplane mode during a tournament because that thing just eats your battery.
Well, like we had one guy who was charging his tablet between every single round.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then if your opponent doesn't have it, there's just nothing to do there.
Yeah. I will say a sidebar on War Room, negative. On my last game, Two of my solos, when I was tracking damage, Hernan John and one of the other guys, they, for some reason, imported Sorsha's damage track. So they had 17 boxes, and I couldn't fucking get rid of that. I couldn't undo it. And it was half-filled. So it was half-filled from the previous game. And I was like, fuck, and in like mid-game, you're trying to like reset it. So I wrote down on a piece of paper what their wounds were at and stuff. I was like, oh, fuck, we'll just track it over here, you know.
And I think what bothers me, too, about Worm is the fact that I'm hand-tied to allow it, right? And this is maybe, you know, a bit of a criticism for the organized play, but I think that I, as a TO, should be able to make the decision as whether or not to allow it or how to allow it. I think it'd be happier for me as a TO to say, you can use War Room, but keep your cards handy if your opponent wants to see them, right? So if you're really using it for damage tracking, that's fine, but make sure that the openness of the game is maintained.
Well, the one thing that I worry about is that I think in 1 year, I think in 12 months, this isn't a discussion. It'll be like, you know, it'll permeate like just standard play. So then where it's like
everyone uses it?
Yeah, we're all used to it. Everybody's seen it and does it.
You know, like the thing is, like today I had 4 awesome opponents, but you heard people that played against some people that it sucked and they felt cheated.
There were negative play experiences.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, it doesn't matter what system you use. It's like, if you play against somebody like that, you're going to feel like shit.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And it's like...
And that, as a TO and as a community organizer, is something that's really hard to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it comes down to, do you call somebody out for cheating in a tournament?
Sure. I mean, and in some cases, yes, but in other cases, it's more of a pervading attitude. Like, even if I'm watching a guy and he's not cheating, he's just going too fast, making mistakes, bumping models, whatever. Technically, they're honest mistakes, but they're still a problem. So it becomes kind of gray. Or it's like, do you try to improve the player, or do you just cut your losses and ask them not to come to the shop anymore?
There's always been in the War Machine community a lot of erroring on the side of being nice.
Sure.
Keeping it friendly.
Yep. And I think that's kind of where Nigel was getting to earlier. If you have opponents that I don't have to assume you might be cheating me, right? So if I'm playing Nigel, I'm assuming Nigel's doing what he needs to do and he's correct, right? And if something doesn't sound correct, we'll check it and it's all fine. Mm-hmm. But if I'm playing somebody who doesn't sound correct and I'm having to babysit them and then they get pissy when I ask them about stuff, then no one has fun.
Yep. It's
a small subset of the community, but all it takes is one game in a tournament against one of those people, and
it's also the most
you're not having fun.
Mm. Real quick sort of explanation, or you know, my self-interest. Unfortunately, I have a dog in the fight. So for instance, last week I went to Madison and we played. I used my cards. It was really fucking miserable. Like, I was amazed at how disruptive it was, me getting cards. Especially, like, yeah, it was really, like, high stress, and it always took time. And then they would pause. It was on death clock, so it was always, like, my time as I'm fucking around looking for my cards. And then the worst part is I've had a Kolden Lord in both lists, but I only have one Kolden Lord fucking card. So in my final game, they, like, I gotta see the Kolden Lord. And I looked through my deck, and I didn't fucking have it. And then it immediately was like, you know, everybody's like also on high alert. And I've got a fucking like, and because I was basically like last game of the day, I'd actually put the other cards away. Uh-huh. So then I've got oh my fucking God, that was like so over the top stressful. And then at the end of the tournament, they're like, you've got War Room, why don't you fucking just use that? I was like, well, God damn it. You know, like, you know, and I've been using War Room, you know, casually since I got back in, and yeah. It's been great. It's not perfect. I mean, it's got bugs, but...
No, so to be totally honest, I had one bad experience with War Room, and that was my first experience with it against a player, and it turned me off to it. Yep. But playing against somebody like you, it wouldn't bother me at all.
Well, like we did at the very beginning, I did ask the players to make sure War Room was available to the other player at all times, and it was bright enough on the screen that you could see things, and that you mark damage on the fucking table instead of up against your chest, so nobody can see what the hell you're marking, right? And that bothered me immensely. So I had to go ask a couple players to brighten things up or not mark where the other guy can't see it over the course of the tournament.
Yeah, you know what I'm actually thinking? I've got a smartphone and the iPad.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking of just pulling out my list on the phone, giving them that so they have a reference, and then I'm tracking my stuff, you know, so they can just keep my phone for the day.
Well, for the round, yeah.
Yeah, for the round. And then I'll just use my iPad, you know, and then there's no...
Just go buy a $50 Android tablet.
Let's not get crazy. I just, you know, they can have my phone, big deal.
Oops, I dropped it.
It's insured. So, but I mean, I think that's not the worst solution. If you've got the smartphone, it's already on there.
You can also just have your cards and give them to them too.
Fuck, there are some clumsy motherfuckers.
Jesus, turned into a fucking rant and a half. Though. Yeah, holy
not
a fuck.
Yeah, but it's not a rant.
It was a discussion.
We could go into rant town if we want to. Hmm. But I'm saying, if you're using your iPad and they just have a stack of your cards on a ring,
that's kind of what that. I like.
Actually,
that'd be fine.
I would, yeah.
As a TO, that would make me immensely happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all I'd be asking for. I don't care, as I said, if you're marking your damage on your fucking pad. I want to be able to sit there and just quickly go.
The damage is the one I find most people get snarky about the most.
It's the rules.
Like, the rules is, again, I just hand them the thing and they can. The rules is, like, the easy part. It's even the damage, because a lot of people like to be able to see the card and just see the color on the card and then kind of get an idea of, you know, so they don't need to know exactly how many boxes are left, but they can kind of do a quick heat check.
Yeah.
You know,
me being able to look across and see Caleb's Jack is half dead without having to ask him or take time to do so is kind of nice.
So you can make quick decisions just on visual cue. Mm-hmm. But then again, that's if they've got them all laid out on the table, which I actually hate.
So here's what I do.
I've got a belly, and then those ends up on the floor or wiped off on my belly.
So here's what I do. I keep my key Jacks and stuff, right? And I'm Blake Crick, so I only have a few Jacks anyway. But I keep those ones out. And anything that doesn't have a damage grid or something that I know...
What?
What was that?
That was me saying you've played zero fucking Jacks. You have like one.
Totally have two Jacks.
Yeah, his big key battle group. Yeah. Two Arc Notes.
Two Arc Notes coming at you.
Anchor Spanks, maybe.
Oh, absolutely. So, and then I have like the key things out, and then the rest of it's just in a pile that's available to my opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I don't need to know what the Mechanithral stats are.
Yeah.
I already know those.
Yeah.
And one thing that I'll harp on before we go off on this, and something that Shannon from Rochester does really well, is that what he does is every turn or every opponent, he asks like the key stats of the key pieces in your army.
And writes them down.
And writes them down in dry erase on his little dice box.
Yep.
Right? And so he has everything that he needs to make his decisions, which is an amazing idea.
Yep. Yeah, I thought he was a pretty bright player, a pretty smart player.
Yeah, I just ask, forget, ask again, forget.
Yeah, me too.
Ask again, forget. Eventually I'll know close.
I've done that too, where I just like, they're 15. I just ask, like, I need 8s to hit. And they're just like, no, you need fucking 7s, dude. Shut the fuck up.
Math is hard.
Your math sucks.
And then I ask repeatedly because I'm literally sweating. Fucking crazy.
It's hot in here.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else we want to talk about?
Recommendations, TVs. Fuck these people kind of stuff.
Well,
we already did some of that.
Yeah, then we put Fat Asian on blast for not answering Nigel's sweet questions.
That's what he did.
He did. Actually.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, we don't have to put him on blast.
Awesome.
We don't have any questions ready for the next one, though.
No,
that's the big issue.
No.
We're going to have to
So what did he say?
Step that up.
Since I don't look at the format.
Well, no, we have to go listen to the latest podcast to find
out. They answered them earnestly. Oh, so they were like, they told us to stick to Taekwondo. And then they told us to get the police involved to get the cocaine, stop the cocaine. And then they weren't really sure if the, breaking the bond of friendship because, you know, one of us was an orphan was a big deal. Or, you know, they were sort of like, it sounds like you answered your own question. And then and then they had a name for the band, which was like Metal Queef or something. They had some sort of
wow.
Yeah. I don't know what they're.
Yeah. I'm not sure what that is.
Yep.
We'll get a new round of questions ready for the next one.
I keep asking, why am I so sweet, but they never answer it.
Do you keep asking that?
Yeah, I do.
Have you seen that? I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen that.
I have seen, though.
Guys, why is Casey so sweet? You got to answer.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I saw...
Diabetes.
He's like the Hansel and Gretel or whatever guys from the new movie. But there is a form user called Unsweet Casey. Which is pretty legit.
Who the fuck?
I seriously thought that was you.
No.
I was like, Unsweet Casey.
Nope.
Actually, there's a chance that the Unsweet Casey is the one that they interviewed on Chain Attack a while back. It was actually one of the producers for Archer.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Casey Willis.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. That makes sense then.
Yeah. I think that might be him.
He's pretty unsweet. No, Casey Willis is sweet.
We like your show, Casey. Karaoke
with him, he's sweet.
And Archer's the best.
Yeah, Archer is the best.
Yep.
Lana.
Well, kind of. I mean, Frisky Dingo's up there.
Yeah. And Casey Willis can break down some Hollow Notes. He will take ownership of that shit. I think, actually, he needs to be live at Daryl's house. Did you guys ever watch Live at Daryl's house?
No.
God damn it, guys.
Fuck off.
It's the best show on YouTube.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
YouTube's not a place I try to visit very often.
You go to like 4chan and shit.
That's the first place. That's me.
Oh yeah, he's 4chan.
And you're Reddit.
Yeah. We don't like each other.
Scum and villainy both.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely both. Yeah.
Yeah. And I hang out on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's better.
Yeah. What? There's hedgehogs there.
Yeah.
That is true.
And actually 100 times the racism. It's amazing.
Also true.
Against hedgehogs.
What do you do? Like look up KKK videos?
Any video. It like, doesn't matter.
KKK highlights. There's like a guy that hood run them.
You must have the comments blocked.
No, the comments, that's just the internet. Like, have you ever been to a single? I'm going to do a homework assignment for everybody here and listeners. Go to Yahoo, pick an article, read the comments.
Yeah.
And kill yourself.
Bonus points if it's an article about Serena Williams.
No, you got
to... Oh.
Should we make everyone read American Thinker articles and then read the comments? It's pretty amazing. Freeper Nation.
No, just go to Yahoo. Just go to standard Yahoo. Sometimes you can go to CNN.
CNN's worse.
Read the comments. Too. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty
on those sites, like that, those sites can't moderate the batshit crazy.
Just go to the Focus and Fury forums. Yeah, if that's what you want.
If you're going to some like left or right wing fucking crazy place, that's what you expect. But really. CNN and Yahoo, you can't go to any of those places without just, like...
Yeah, CNN during the election was horrible.
But seriously.
I thought CNN was fucking left.
Oh.
It's fair and balanced.
Thanks, Wes.
Yeah, and the BBC. They're so left. They just dull at truth telling.
Yeah. Goddamn facts.
Yeah. Honesty is a liberal.
Get the fuck out of here.
Honesty is a liberal agenda.
Yeah. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a question for the Muse on Minis crew.
Oh, they don't give a shit. Their lightning round isn't from the podcast. Like, well, we're not posing. Well, you have to go put it in a post.
Okay, well, we'll have to ask them on the post then why their forums are FARC.
Yeah. That's like soon end seven.
Jesus.
It's like CompuServe and FARC at it.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. If Will Wheaton posted, it would make sense.
Yeah.
Because then you could have, like, a Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
Which, actually, we need to make a Will Wheaton.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
And get him to post.
Yeah.
That would class up that place.
And also, we need Florida. We need a Florida tag. Yeah. I mean, we need the FARC tags. Yeah. So it's like, you know, anytime Crump posts, it could just have the Florida tag. That would be so awesome.
I don't know what the
I'm lost.
Have you guys ever been to FARC?
No.
It's sort of a news... people just post news articles, and then they give it this little tag, kind of like the Muse on Minis forums.
Yeah. Like and, where it's from.
And yeah, and so anything Will Wheaton related gets like a Will Wheaton.
Yeah, Florida is the only state that has
In Florida... It's just a tag they assign to any article that involves pure fucking stupidity, like a Darwin Award type situation, or they just give it Florida. Yeah. It doesn't have to actually be a Florida story necessarily.
It's usually Florida.
It's usually usually is Florida, but sometimes it's just, you know, kind of close. It's like a Cuba story.
But the rest are like news flash and funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. News on Minis.
Boobies. Boobies is one of theirs.
Yeah. Well, no, that's a whole separate page.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called the rest of the internet.
Well, back in the old days, they had a boobies tag that was on their main.
Yeah, now they got a different page for that.
Okay, too much boobies.
Yeah.
But boobies used to just be like FHM articles where you just see like cheerleaders.
Right, yeah, now it's just porn.
Okay. Well, that's,
they changed it up.
So do we even have DBs this week?
DBs? I'm going to DB...
what?
Wait.
Databases?
TBs. Whatever. TBs, whatever. DBs. I'm fucking retarded.
Tuberculosis.
Leave the fucking
double burger.
Do we have any douchebags?
Douchebags. Yeah, just DB. I'm nominating Sweet Bob.
What?
That's right.
What?
What?
We have... So, first off, we have the...
Get fucked.
What?
Whoa.
Crowd, Casey. Alan and Casey's like, I shall protect his honor. No, okay, hold on. Slow down. I got a good reason. I got a good... This is TV worthy. So...
Sweet Bob has done nothing but good for us.
Bob,
and you are now...
Bob is a saint.
He's a saint. He's an emotional pachyderm. He's just got a thick a skin you just can't quite get into. So... We have a 7-course meal of our favorite movies. And we actually made, like, an internet Google page. So, like, there's, like, 5 of us on it now. And we, I think we, for the most part, filled out our 7-course meal. And,
thanks for inviting me, Dick.
Well, they didn't need Harkovich.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's not a movie about him yet. So.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Fucking Bob chooses 2001 Space Odyssey. And we have to watch it. Like, no. No. Oh.
It's great for falling asleep.
It's a good movie. We get it.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob, you son of a bitch.
We had to watch it in a class I had, and I did fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Kubrick films.
I don't think that's TV worthy.
No.
It's TV worthy.
Not at all.
That to me, it is.
Fuck off.
Kind of TV worthy.
That's TV worthy.
No.
Yeah. Wait, especially the shit that you've gotten people to watch over all these years.
The only one that qualifies shit, and I won't agree that it's shit,
okay.
But people had such an alarming negative reaction was Little Oding.
That movie fucking sucks.
Jeez, here we go. So that was the only one, though. Every other movie I've presented is delivered.
Yeah, I'm the one who gets Nigel Troll.
Yeah, yeah.
You told me to go watch that piece of shit.
Things like Kill Troll and Troll Hunter.
Yeah.
What was that fucking Witchfinder movie you made me go watch?
Season of the Witch.
Yeah, that fucking sucked.
Oh, what are you talking about?
That need a dick. Hey.
Nick Cage is fucking legit.
That was an all-star cast.
You are retarded.
Nick Cage is always 3 out of 5 stars.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's the magic of Nick Cage.
I saw what a Jesus flipped the table right now on and off of all of you.
And then you find out that the demon can fly.
Spoilers.
Look, fuck that movie.
They were inspired by Lord of the Rings. You mean the movie could have ended in 5 minutes? Give them a reason not to. Yeah.
That was an amazing movie.
Yeah, I think,
Nick Cage can do no wrong.
Really?
Do you guys have
a Netflix would disagree with you, sir.
No.
Have you seen The Bad Lieutenant?
I have.
Okay, Nick Cage can do some wrong.
It turns out he can. Actually, and that's Werner Herzog, who's like a super, and the worst part is like filmies. Like if you go to, you know, a film class.
Yeah.
Fucking love that movie. I just want to throw haymakers. I want to run around like a fucking wrestler and just throw chairs at fucking people. Oh my god, it's
just
frustrating.
Coming off the top ropes.
Yeah, it's
breaking people over tables.
Werner Herzog is just like a documentary guy, and he does the occasional movie Rescue Dawn, and he's done a couple other movies. They're generally just garbage. He doesn't actually do good movies. He does great documentaries. He did like The Grizzly Man, which is, you know, Timothy Treadwell getting eaten by bears.
Bears.
He does fantastic documentaries. He's a shit movie maker. And Bad Lieutenant Porter Call, where he's like raping chicks on cars and handing out tickets to her boyfriend for speeding or whatever. You're like, what? It's just such a stupid fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
But Drive Angry is amazing.
Drive Angry is amazing. And that's the worst part, is if you go out to like a film student douche class,
they will hate that movie.
They would hate Drive Angry, which, again, they need a chair to the head.
It might not help. They might have already taken
it. It would totally help, actually, I think.
Then they'd move on and start talking about how sweet Steven Seagal movies are.
Mm-hmm.
Like new Steven Seagal movies.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. All right, anybody else got a TV?
Bob.
You're going to let Bob win by default.
Yeah, you have to.
Holy shit. Yeah. I can't let this stand.
How do you rescue Bob?
Oh, yeah. My God.
All right, so who's saving Bob?
Burt Reynolds and Gator.
How does that?
Is that a TV?
That's just sweet.
No, that is sweet. But you said who's going to say Bob?
Well, I guess maybe no. But if he had a TV, if he was here, we could ask him. But he's not.
Yeah,
he's got to show up to the podcast for that.
God, that'd be so sweet.
Crump, because he's Crump.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do that.
No way. He gave me so much money in Chip Captain Crew today.
All right. No, I nominate fucking Caleb, right? So I have never once won Chip Captain Crew. And three times in a row, I've been like leading the pack. I'm going to win. And I get to one last person who rolls one higher than me and totally fucks me. And tonight was Caleb. So fuck you, Caleb.
And it was an 11 to a 12.
Oh, my God.
2d6.
Yeah.
Kaka on the last roll.
Yeah, the last roll. One more. Boned. So I vote for Caleb. Mostly because you cannot vote for Bob.
But you can vote for Bob.
Voting for Bob is like throwing a vote away.
He's not a third party candidate.
Kind of.
He's like Ross Perot. Wow.
I'm gonna nominate Beanish for not the Renaissance, the resurgence, Focus of Fury. Captain's not in it.
Mm-hmm.
He's been Netrunner in it, Star Wars in it. I'm like, why aren't you in this? He's like, I'm wearing a shirt.
Yeah, the best part is he just strolls in way after the tournament starts. He's wearing a War Machine shirt.
I'll say this. Him and Brian were as curious to watch a game as I've ever seen them.
That is true.
They were watching my final round quite heavy. And then they were clearly ripping all my moves.
No. Sweet Brian was like, oh, man. He totally has it in the bag. He's just kind of giving it to him.
I feel like I played everything right, and I still was getting my shit cake pushed in. Because that's exactly what was happening.
That's because you were too excited to play your socialist over and over again.
A fucking dumb move. But anyways, that was the only game of the day that I was actually like proud of what I did. The other one, Crump actually should have Sorsha popped her feet and missed his caster by Raven by one, like a half an inch. And then, so on his turn, he had a Banshee just like, I'll just shoot you. And I had thrown a fucking Nis Hunter in front of her, and I had Fog of War up. So, defense 17 against an aiming Banshee. He needs what? Like an 11? No, he needed a 10. He needed a 10 on 3d6 and just missed.
Yeah, but that was
going to be game over. That was so game over. And then he missed, and then the assassination went right in the toilet. It was like, oh, thank God. Because she's defense 20, so she gets knocked down, it's over. But
if she doesn't get knocked down, then you get to assassinate him.
Yeah, I got the free assassination after that. And then he got to yell at me for not tempesting him or whatever.
Yeah.
I freezing gripped him on a hill.
Which didn't work out, I hear.
No, it worked.
Oh, did you actually hit him?
Oh, yeah.
For once.
I missed four times in practice leading up to this, so I was due. So it turns out, eventually, with signs of importance and 46, you know, 46 take the best three, you'll eventually hit some shit.
Eventually.
Yeah. So I needed 11 on 46 take the best three. It happened. And then that was just an instant game. But.
Beanish.
Yeah. Beanish.
Beanish.
Mm-hmm.
Jersh. I'm just.
Beanish. Yeah. Bob.
Not Bob.
Bob. Bob videotaped some shit for us, so.
Oh, jeez, you're kind of un-TVing him. That sort of sucks.
We are 100% un-TVing him.
Yes. That's the point.
No!
No!
There's a point.
He carried in like 300 pounds of gear to help us out.
Look, set it all up. Yeah.
What if Jesus was pretty fucking sweet?
Yes.
But then.
Bob, I'll just say this, Bob is better than Jesus.
Wow!
But then, sweet Jesus came in your room while you're sleeping and peed on your hand and then made you pee your bed.
Wait, so.
Then he would be kind of a TV,
so
right?
Sweet Bob is Jesus who has cuddled Caleb.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just Jesus running around with the night vision goggles, peeing on people's feet.
Where the fuck did that come from?
It's in the weird shit.
Yeah,
if you ever see a guy with a t-shirt.
If anyone comes up to you and says, I wrestled a bear, that basically means that pee on people's hands.
And he's got a shirt that says, I would cuddle you so hard. Yeah. Run. Yeah. Or just don't sleep in the same house.
Yeah.
You're never mind.
He invites you over and you see like a grate in the floor.
I wouldn't go there. I mean, come
on. Did my Jesus argument
No, it didn't. You're a tard.
I think we have to actually make them watch 2001 A Space
Odyssey. I have seen that movie.
You know what?
I think they have completely forgotten
the movie at this point. If Bob doesn't win, you all have to watch it with this one.
I have to do it anyway.
No, I'm voting for Bob, too. I don't want to watch this shit. I'm not watching it.
See? That's what I'm saying.
We have to watch it anyway. So
we all have to watch that movie.
No.
Yeah, what do you mean, yeah? You have to watch it anyways. You're on the hook.
So I'm not voting for Bob.
Okay, so you're not voting for Bob. What about you two, though? Do you want to watch 2001?
No, someone didn't invite me to this shit, so fuck you.
No, you're invited now.
No.
Yeah. Now you have to watch it, though.
Now you have to watch it.
You have to understand the pain
I've seen this movie more than once.
This also spawned, technically it should just be me, Bob, and Seppi, because we're just total film nerds.
Yeah.
And so it's all like artsy sort of movie films.
I do not fit into that crowd.
Yeah, yeah. And part of the reason we make it is like, most of the movies we would want to watch, most people would rather punch us in the face than, you know, share that experience. But we're like, yes, we totally nerd out, like, every fucking frame is wasted, and oh my god, the Gestaltian principles, and blah, blah, blah. We just sort of, you know.
Totally nerd out about it.
Yeah, yeah, we absolutely nerd out about it.
Okay. So, well, here's the thing. I've watched almost every movie that's on Bob's list.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them already. I've seen almost every movie on your list.
Mm-hmm.
So I've not just seen every movie.
I'm just curious. I said almost, didn't I?
What was your movie pick?
What's your main course?
Yes, if Bob's was Space Odyssey.
No, Bob's...
It's 7. Total.
Bob's meat dish is Space Odyssey. His main course was...
Okay, what's your meat dish?
I can't remember.
Oh,
here, let's look him up. If we have to know,
I gotta know.
Inquiring minds need.
You were that weird fucking.
Believe me, my actual movies are legit. I stand by them, and I would never be TB'd for my picks.
Yeah, you would.
Nope.
Yeah, we're about to find out.
I would be. Oh, absolutely. Nigel would TB me.
Oh yeah. God,
every one of my picks.
Yeah, my picks would just something. Be fucking hammered.
As two people who came in late, we kept getting hammered by a certain individual in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Big Trouble Little China. I didn't get to put it on my list. Put it on your list. Mm-hmm. Put it on your list. For 5 minutes was that. I'm like, no.
Do you have the Usual Suspects on your list?
No.
God.
Okay, you
Attack the Gas Station is my appetizer.
Never heard of it.
I haven't gotten to see it yet.
My Life as a Dog is the soup.
Never seen it.
The Fish Dish is A Bittersweet Life.
Never seen it.
It's fucking great. A Meat Dish is The Edge of Heaven.
Never seen it. That's the movie. So that's the movie that 2001's next to.
Yeah, that's going up against. No, 2001 is the main course.
Okay, then.
Oh, we don't have to watch that. Fucking thank God. Thank God. Okay, Bob doesn't win the TV. we avoided it.
Why did you don't have to watch it?
He actually moved it. He moved it. It used to be.
It's still on his list. We still have to watch it.
Yeah, no, we don't. We're not going to watch the main courses.
What?
Yeah, the main course, because it's Aliens, 2001, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Fellowship of the Ring, Empire Strikes Back, and Shawshank. We're not watching, you know.
Wow.
So I know those movies.
I've seen all those, yeah.
That
was the point.
The main course was like the best commercial movie you could think of. So, but because they're commercial movies that everybody's seen 10 times, we're not going to watch it. The Marriage of Maria Braun is my salad.
Never
Sympathy
seen it.
For Lady Vengeance is my dessert.
Never seen it.
And Elling is my drink.
Never seen it.
I think Casey's seen two of my movies.
How tight are your pants, and how many fedoras are you wearing?
And was it legit?
No.
It's 100% legit. There's
so,
just no way.
So Nigel wears his two fedoras.
As a film critic is out the window.
Is the thickest room glasses.
Invalidated.
Yeah. So how hipster douche are you trying to be?
Yeah,
no, those just are just straight good movies. Get out of here.
You've never seen them there, little Indy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're underground.
Bob's List is actually legit, and 2001 is legit. I just didn't want to wait 3 hours of my life. Yeah. There's three. Yeah, exactly. I don't have much life left. I can't just. I can't piss 3 hours away watching fucking that movie for the 10th time.
Yeah. If I need heavy breathing, I'll just listen to our podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Thanks, Jamie.
Yeah.
Wow, fuck off. That's you and you know it.
Yeah, probably.
So I just have boxes, thank you.
So who won? Bob?
No, not Bob.
Bob's out of the running.
Bob got pushed out.
Caleb won.
Sweet.
What? What happened to Beanish?
Oh, yeah, Beanish wins.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Beanish always wins.
That's that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, he was kind of doing one anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You don't show up to a War Machine tournament wearing a War Machine shirt.
Yeah.
And not
play.
And the Cult of Sears ordering.
Oh, that really did it, too.
Yeah, and the
six Fenrises.
Yeah, Crump the Fringy is like, I'll give you $10 for one.
$10? Yeah. Get out of here. shoo.
Jason, we're on
with
broom.
Well, how tempted were you, though, at that point? You got about 25 of them.
No, I wasn't tempted.
Okay.
Yeah,
no. There's not that many now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually got rid of some.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gave one away as a prize.
We're down to 18 now.
Should have given away
gave
three today.
We two away as prizes.
Oh.
Should have given three away today.
Last week.
Everyone needed it.
Yep.
All right, we done?
We're done.
We're done.
We're done. 101.